I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 44 degrees.
A new crash on I-15 in Murray at the I-215 junction. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
We're following developing news this morning in the Gabby Petito case.
The FBI and other police agencies in Florida are going to once again start searching a nature preserve for Brian Laundrie. And in Wyoming, an autopsy today on the body of what police believe is the body of Gabby Petito. We begin our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt in Jackson, Wyoming. Nick?
And Amanda, you nailed it. We still need confirmation that the body found in the Bridger-Teton National Forest is in fact Gabby Petito. The FBI, other law enforcement agencies, and Gabby's family all seem nearly positive, but a definitive forensic match will check off just one of the big questions on the list, including a cause of death. How long ago did she die? And what were the circumstances leading up to whatever happened? Now, we know that this autopsy is scheduled for today. We also know from the Jackson Hole News and Guide, it could be as long as 2 weeks before we get report Jackson, Wyoming. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Memorials are growing in different places for Gabby Petito here in Utah, while the search for Laundrie intensifies there in Florida. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues on live team coverage. Mary?
And Tim, there appears to be a memorial for Gabby near that area where Nick has been reporting live. A cross made out of rocks has been left in the Spread Creek dispersed camping area near Grand Teton National Park. And a public memorial is growing in Ogden at the Butterfly Mural where she stopped in August. The Standard Examiner shows how candles, flowers, and letters have been laid there on 25th Street. Brian Laundrie was named a person of interest in the case. He's not been seen for several days. The FBI looked over a large nature preserve in Florida over the weekend, and then this morning they just posted that they will search there again, this time from the other side. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We are learning new details this morning about a bizarre accident in Roy, where an elderly woman ran over a bicyclist multiple times. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly joins us live with an update. Heather?
Amanda, Roy Police Officer Hackworth says that a man got off the bus with his bicycle near 5500 South, 3500 West yesterday morning. That's when an elderly woman who was pulling out of a parking lot ran over the cyclist. The general manager of a nearby store, Zeb Murphy, says his store cameras captured the accident.
Backed up and then went forward again. I don't know if she thought she hit something and she was trying to get over.
Murphy says the video shows the woman moving forward and backing up a couple more times before she got out of the car. Roy police say they don't believe the driver was impaired, but the man is in extremely critical condition. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden set to address the United Nations General Assembly in less than an hour.
Is coming here today for this huge speech on this global stage, facing a lot of skepticism from some of our biggest allies. Really at the center of this, that chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. So many allies angry about the U.S. leaving earlier than they had initially said they would. Also, there are major questions about relationships with China and how tough a stance to take with them. Questions about how much vaccine the United States and developed nations should be giving to developing lower-income countries.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Cecilia Vega reporting there from New York.
New this morning, drug maker Johnson & Johnson is releasing additional data on its vaccine. The company saying a booster shot administered 2 months after the original vaccine resulted in a 4-fold increase in antibodies. The company says they're also seeing a 12-fold increase in antibodies when a booster is given at 6 months.
A Texas doctor facing lawsuits for performing abortions in violation of the state's new law. Here's ABC's Derek Dennis.
They're the first lawsuits filed over the Texas anti-abortion law against a San Antonio doctor who said he performed an illegal abortion in violation of the new law. The Associated Press reports former attorneys in Arkansas and Illinois filed their lawsuits Monday against Dr. Alan Braid. He identified himself in the Washington Post as performing an abortion in defiance of the near-total ban on the procedure in Texas, which took effect September 1st. Both lawsuits will test the legality of the new state law. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.